Have you ever had doubts about your faith? My sister surprised me last year. She asked me the question, "How do you know this isn't all a hoax?" Of course, I understood why she was having those doubts. We were in the midst of our baby brother dying and then settling his estate and doing all the memorial service stuff. Very, very difficult. It was about this time last year that he passed away. And Ginny and Ted were very, very close. So she kept saying, "This isn't fair, this isn't fair." And I think there's times when we just have doubts. It's part of being human. And quite frankly, some of what we read in the Bible is very hard for the modern mind to accept. Jesus exorcising demons, Jesus commanding the winds and the waves and they obey Him, Jesus walking on water, feeding thousands of people with just a few fish and loaves of bread, Jesus raising Lazarus dead 3 days and in the grave. And on we could go. How can we be sure that this is true? Paul wrestles with this question of doubt in 1 Corinthians 15:12. Some were doubting the resurrection of the dead and therefore putting doubt on Jesus' resurrection. Listen to what Paul says. "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead. But if He did not raise Him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men." If the resurrection of Jesus is not true, then our faith is useless. We become liars when we proclaim the gospel, and we are to be pitied above all people. None of us wants to build our lives upon a lie. If there is no God, no life beyond death, then we should just eat, drink, and be merry. We're free to do whatever we want to do. For there will be no judgment and no consequences. If there is no God, then we become our own gods, totally in charge of our own lives. Have you ever longed for a sign? Wouldn't it be great to have that kind of encounter with Jesus that Paul did? Sometimes we long for a vision or a dream that makes us sure that yes, this is true. I'm sure we've all heard stories of people being delivered from addiction, hardened criminals who, when they're converted, they become totally new people, or people who have experienced dramatic healing. I think we'd all like that kind of proof. We always begin the season of Lent with Jesus' temptation by Satan in the wilderness. The temptations that Jesus experienced were not the typical temptations we usually think of, to lie or cheat or steal or indulge in some kind of sexual immorality. The devil tempts Jesus to prove that He is the Son of God. Jesus, in His dramatic experience of baptism, has been told by God, "You are My Son." Now Satan says, "If you are the Son of God." If you are the Son, then act like it. Give us some solid evidence that you are who the heavenly voice said you are. We need facts. We need proof. Turn these stones into bread. Take over the kingdoms of the world. Throw yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple so all can see that miracle of angels saving you. Come on, Jesus. Act like God's Son. Give the people tangible proof that you are indeed the Son of God. In other words, Satan's temptations are all related to certainty, to proof, facts, undeniable, irrefutable evidence. Satan's kind of like a lawyer putting Jesus on the stand and cross-examining him. Okay, the heavenly voice said you are God's Son. Now, if you are who the heavenly voices claim you are, give us some proof. Can you produce eyewitnesses? Have you got any credible results to back up such claims? Now, I think we can all agree that certitude can be a good thing. The modern world is based on finding scientific proof. We don't rely on what the past has simply told us to be true. We want to see the proof. René Descartes was one of the prime movers in formulating the scientific method. He was a brilliant philosopher and mathematician who lived in Europe during the 17th century. On November 10, 1619, Descartes was dozing in a warm, stove-heated room in Germany. And he had a series of dreams that would ultimately change the way scientists work. He believed a spirit sent by God gave him these ideas. And one of the primary ideas he received was that everything should be doubted until it could be proved. This became the basis for the scientific method. Proof is good, but not everything can be proved. We can't see God, but through the gift of faith, we can be sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. Jesus doesn't give Satan any proof. And Jesus doesn't offer us proof either. What he does give us is far better. He offers himself to each of us. We have a relationship with the living Lord through the gift of faith. Now, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. God gives us plenty of evidence in the Bible that Jesus is true, that our faith is true, that the Bible itself is true, that Jesus died for us on a cross to save us for our sins, and that he did indeed rise from the dead. Faith is not a blind leap. It is an educated, well-informed step of faith. There's tremendous evidence that the Christian faith is the truth. But God always leaves room for doubt. When we take that step of faith and accept Jesus as our Savior and follow Him as our Lord, then the evidence of His love and faithfulness comes flooding into our lives. Every day we can experience the power of His presence. We continually experience answers to prayer. Over and over again, God shows His power working within us, changing our hearts, filling us with His love and joy and peace, and transforming us into the image of Jesus. God doesn't give us undeniable proof. God gives us His love in Jesus Christ. He gives us the gift of faith. And that's really all we need to know without a doubt that God is real, that God loves us unconditionally, and that Jesus has saved us in every way we need to be saved. Our faith in the love and salvation of God is all we ever need. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we know that doubts come easily to our mind, especially when we're going through terrible times filled with heartache and sorrow, and grieving and loss. Sometimes when prayers go unanswered or problems seem to mount with no solutions, it's easy to doubt. But Lord, help us. Help us to believe. Give us more faith. Give us more evidence that You are real, that Your love is always with us, that Your presence and power is working in our lives, and that we have a future that is sublime because we walk into it holding Your hand. Thank You, Lord, for the gift of faith. And please give us more faith as we grow closer to You. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.